Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the beauty about the AL, and maybe this Guardians team to this point, is I understand the want to say they're a wild card team, they're a 500 team, they're a sub-500 team, they're a contender. The beauty of this, where this thing is I don't think you have to make that consideration yet.
Well, I also don't think this is anywhere close to the final product. Like you mentioned Sunday and how you're upset with the lineup that was trotted out there. And in many ways, you got a right to be upset with that. But it's a traditional Sunday, let's rest some guys lineup. The problem with that is what that exposes is that we don't have much depth on this team at all. If you're resting Kwan, if you're resting some of the other guys, all of a sudden it doesn't look as good. But I think Kafis is going to get it up here very shortly. I think DeLarder's not too far behind him. And all of a sudden, you bring Bieber in the mix. And like this team is just going to slowly but surely start to look a little bit different. David Fry's coming up shortly. Like all sorts of guys are coming back. And I just think this team is going to look very different, let's say a couple weeks from now, even a month from now, than what it does right now.
If we think back to, I'm trying to think, like I know 2022 was this way, where Oscar Gonzalez came up this time of year. I'm trying to think of the other guys. If you look at the opening day of that, Bobby Bradley was at first base that year.
Night and day, the difference in the opening day roster.
I mean, even Kwan, I think that was his rookie year, so we didn't have high expectations for Steven, and look what he's become. So I agree with you. Like, and by the way, even then, this thing's just going to continue to evolve. And like I think if you want to say, well, the team doesn't have an identity, that's okay. I still think it's there. It just hasn't showcased itself. That's not something I'm worrying about 50 games into the season.
No, I just think the room for them to get better it exists. And anyways, if you take the stats in the totality, you can see why there'd be a lot of things that would maybe be a little disconcerting, right? 23rd in slugging percentage, 25th in on base percentage, 25th in batting average. And then you go to the starter stats and it's not that much better. But this team's got a lot of room to get better. And as of right now, they're still the fourth best record in baseball.
So, American League. So to what you're saying, we're at the point where you just have to win. Right?
Yeah.
Just whatever, win as many series as you can, just keep stacking it together. And the idea is the more you play together, the more you work on things, especially if you've got talent. When in that starting lineup or in that starting rotation, they have talent.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee, Luis Ortiz, and Ciccone, those are four legitimate guys who can do it. And even Logan Allen's a legitimate guy. I think he's just a back end of the rotation guy. I think that's just who he is at this point.
Yeah.
You've got five legitimate starters right now, and you already lost one of your guys.
And again, so you're getting more people back, too. You're going to get Bieber. You'll have Means. You're getting guys that are coming.
And I just think, if you just want to look at that, I think there's a little bit of protecting our own feelings and expectations. If coming off this weekend, you want to say, I just don't see a playoff team. Because I guess playoff team is, one, it's specific to each year. Like maybe 3 years ago, yeah, this isn't a playoff team in that American League. It's a pretty mid American League right now. Don't the Guardians have like the third best record in baseball right now or something close to it?
I think I said the fourth.
In the AL. Yeah. That's right where you need to be. And so, like, to get back to that point, I feel like if you're going, I just don't see the playoffs, okay, but why put that label there now?
No, the playoffs are definitely on the table. And what tells you that this is a playoff team is stretches like the one they're going through right now. You start in that series against Minnesota, and yes, it was shortened because of the rain delays and everything else attached to it, but you split the Minnesota series, you take 3 out of 4 against Detroit. We'll see what happens here in the rest of the series against the Dodgers, but like this is a murderer's row part of the schedule. Like, I got it. A lot of people are upset with the Guardians in the first 30 games because they did have the easiest schedule in all of baseball. They were winning games, but they were playing, it was a cupcake schedule. This is the meat of it. Like, this is the hard stuff. And they're not only showcasing that they can win these games, they're hanging tough with some of the best teams in baseball.
Well, and it's one of those things where it's always weird to me when you get to a part of the schedule and people go, oh, well, you haven't played anybody. Who cares? Have you won? Have you taken care? Because here's the point. If it probably is best in baseball if you start with a lighter schedule, because it takes a while to work things out.
And they did. It was a lighter schedule to begin
with. But, like, I think we're now, like, to me, where I think a lot of people go after Memorial Day, I want to define what this team is. There's 20 teams in baseball right now. I don't think you can define what they are. And I want to say, I think Fangraphs put 11 of the 15 teams in the AL
higher than a 20% playoff projection.
And I would like, okay, yeah, it's going to be creative.
But what that tells you, though,
competitive.
What that tells you is that they have no idea either. Like right now, their projections are all over the place because the American League is really hard to figure out who exactly is that top tier and who isn't. We'll probably end up with somewhere in the middle. And there's going to be some teams that make the playoffs that a lot of years wouldn't make the playoffs, and that's okay.
Well, I heard somebody, I think they're calling him Baskin and Phelps, talking about the differential. And it's like, they're minus 16. They're not, you look around, I mean, the White Sox are minus 51.
Yeah.
Like, you look around, even Kansas City's minus 1. Texas, minus 12.
Are we having,
like,
some hot diff conversations?
I think the Cavs have ruined the diff conversation for everybody else, because it's like, but it's 53 games of baseball. If we're talking diff 53, the Pythagorean theorem. I'm like, okay, that's something we look at, in my opinion. You look at that in, like, July. Right,
baseball people love it. They do. They love the diff. Not as much as basketball people, apparently. But that's on a game by game basis for basketball people.
Or the Cavs organization.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly. So I do think there are little things that you can read into within that, but it's not the everything. That's the point. And none of that is the everything. And we've seen, how many games have we seen the Guardians have 11-1 games or 10-1 games or something like that this year? It throws that all out of whack.
It's funny. I think we've forgotten this. This is a typical Tito kind of year, where they just keep their head above water until some point in June. And now you can say the opposite of this as well, so I shouldn't just be presenting one side of this. I mean, we're one bad week away from them being the fourth seed in this division and being on the outside looking in the wild card, and you're one more great week from being like the top of this division and having one of the two best records in the American League.
I mean, think about it. That 5-game losing streak that they went on, that had the end of the Milwaukee series into the Red sweep and then the start of the Twin series, that could have been a real downward slope for them, especially entering the teams that they're playing right now. And they've been playing over the past week and change, and they rallied behind that. Like there was some perseverance attached to this team.
I think this start and people's reaction to it proves.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
That the best thing that can happen to rally the troops is to have success early, no matter what happens late.
Right. People then buy in.
And by the way, the Guardians have had success.
But then it forces them to actually use their reinforcements, too, though, is the other part of this. Because now they're thinking about it like, yes, let's bring Kafis up. Let's bring DeWater up. Let's do some of these moves. Let's get in the mix in a little bit. And I'm not saying they need to trade for anybody or like that, because I think trades are going to be hard this year.
Yeah.
Because every team thinks that they're in it this year in the American League. It's going to be really hard to get trades. But they're going to call up some of these other guys in the minors. And like, that's a good thing.
Well, and like even that, like, you know, you traded for Lane last year. Now, last year was a lightning bolt. You were like a 700 team when you traded for Lane Thomas. If you're in the playoff mix, there should be no reason that we don't expect them to at least be active. But I agree with you. Like, it's one thing to just say, well, they just have to play better. Right? Well, okay, that can still happen. I think the rotation is right there. I think they had one of the best rotations in baseball in the month of May. I know Gavin had that tater to Ohtani yesterday.
Bullpen's all the way back right now, by the way.
Bullpen's all the way back. Class A's back. But here's the thing. Now, granted, I think your lineup is a step back from where it was last year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The offense isn't as good.
However...
But again, you're getting reinforcements coming.
Well, so you have reinforcements coming, and... Your rotation is 10 times healthier than it was last year. And that's huge. So if you can match a top five bullpen with a top 10 rotation in baseball or something close to it, that's going to make up a lot of headway for that offense. And, oh, by the way, like Manzardo's hit for power. I know Gabe Arias now officially has the worst OPS of qualifying players for the Guardians. He's hit for power. He's just going through a little rough stretch right now. You're getting power out of Naylor. So there are signs that even the guys that are maybe not playing the best, outside of Noel and Nolan Jones, who just both look lost, even the guys who are kind of on the periphery of your lineup, who aren't doing as good as maybe Hosey and Kwan and some of your better players, yeah, they're still doing, they're giving you signs of hope as well.
Yeah, no, listen, the way this is all set up, like I was pretty convinced this year was going to be a year that just kind of, we just kind of coasted through this season to get us to next year when you brought everybody up and then you really were able to put the lineup the way you wanted it to be. That's kind of what it was signaling to me, and they don't have to do that now. You can make a legitimate run for the postseason. You're in that type of spot that you can make a run for the postseason, and then once you get in the postseason, you're in.
216-474-0092. We are about 50-some games into the season. We're past Memorial Day, so we'll do the first check-in here. I think they're trending towards a playoff team. I think,
for sure.
I really think like this team, I still think this team has the best baseball to play ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this makes it different from last year, which has some of the analysis coming out of the woodwork that we're getting right now. I'm pretty confident they're going to be competitive, and I think they're going to be in the playoff conversation the rest of the season.
Well, I think it will flip what happened last year up on its head, right? Last year you start hot out of the gate, and then you just kind of treaded water for the final couple months.
Yep.
But then when the postseason actually got underway, they somehow kicked it into overdrive. This year has a completely different vibe to it. It's like you're just hovering above 500, few games above 500. And I really think once you get some of these other guys up here, that's going to go ahead and kickstart it.
216-474-0092. Are the Guardians a playoff team? Do you think they fall below that or above that?
Do you have a fly there? What happened?
No, Max using sign language to communicate to me. And he just okay. threw numbers to me. And
I was chasing
like,
a fly for a second in the studio.
I was like, I don't know what this means, buddy.
I was like, Mr. Miyagi, did you catch it? What happened?
Like, you don't understand. We're not hive mind. It's a Monday of a Tuesday, all right?
It is a Monday of a Tuesday.
Yeah. If you'd done the same thing Thursday, I'd have been like, of course, Max.
Did you do the same thing yesterday that I did? I just kept referring yesterday to Sunday the entire time. And then it threw off everything. So we did things on Saturday, and I was like, oh, yeah, like we did yesterday. And it's like, that was 2 days ago.
Oh, my. The 3-day weekend felt like it was like a light year. I don't know what happened in it. I forgot. I did so much this weekend. I've forgotten about things I did this weekend.
That's a lot of things. Why were we so busy this weekend?
I don't know, but it was awesome.
Because I was too. I did the same. Awesome. I did, like, and I know all I ever want to do in life is just sit down on the couch and watch TV. That's all I ever really want to do in life, and I just kept doing things.
Oh, see, that's all I do. But then when I get a bunch of projects,
yeah.
I'm the happiest man on the planet. So we do have more people guessing about the picture on 92.3 The Fan of the shoe with the tape on it. Mike saying definitely one of the afternoon guys. I don't know why you get lumped in. You're not a hole in the shoe guy.
I'm not definitely not a hole in the shoe guy.
You actually take pride in your personal appearance.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's not Mike. Come on. We're not the same guy. I know we're silly. We like to joke around. Jonathan has some self-respect. Then he did go on to say, I'd have to guess Nick Wilson as he'd put his family's needs/shoes ahead of his own.
Well, that's a nice way to put that.
That's a really good spin. It's not that I'm lazy,
that's a nice way to do
cheap,
that.
Forgetful.
Although that does imply that you can only afford like one or two sets of shoes for your family.
We work in radio.
I know. That's the implication there I don't like.
Yeah, I don't hate it. You know, sets the bar low. I'm just stuttering here. Coach saying, sometimes duct tape and determination are all you need to get through practice. Been there coaching high school ball. So It's saying he's a sign of character, whoever wore these shoes.
Yeah, because it's like, that's it. He just needed to get through practice as if that's, no, he left the house with those taped.
Also, Roberto Shenanigans saying, George Kokinas. Oh, I can make a response, but I wouldn't do that. Brad saying, I could see Daryl doing this. Right? Daryl's taking a lot of shots,
too. Daryl's getting a lot of mentions. Daryl doesn't even come into the studio during these days. I mean, Daryl gets a lot of mentions.
I think the front runners, if we just talk about hosts, would be me, Baskin, and Phelps. But then if you go, like, this could, Mitch is a little kooky. This could be Mitch. This could definitely be a Mac thing, even though Mac is very, very vain.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Mac prides himself as a shoe guy now.
Yeah. Oh, God. When did you pick that one up?
He is. He's a shoe guy.
When did you pick that one up?
I think it was like a month ago.
No, a couple, like, a couple years ago.
I think we heard the truth there. 216-474-0092. Whose shoe? Whose shoe has the tape on it? Is it me? Is it Daryl? Daryl, really taking a couple shots there. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.